I'm your friend, PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from IKEA. As a parent, you childproof everything. Well, almost everything. You may not have thought about one thing, and that's securing your dressers and chests to the wall. It helps avoid dangerous tip-over accidents. Secure it. From IKEA. Working to create safer homes together.
Hello and hi to all you pink amazing friends out there. I'm Pinkalicious, and this is my little brother,
Peter, also known as Peterific, which rhymes with terrific.
Welcome to our podcast where we play our favorite songs and do pinkatastic things together.
Like celebrating our favorite holidays. Because today, we are having lots of holiday fun with Pinkalicious. And me.
So come celebrate with us if you can, okay? In the car, at home, in your yard, or wherever you are. Hi, friends. I was just walking through the fall leaves in my backyard. I love how they crunch under my feet. Fall is my favorite time of year. I love how the leaves change color, and it gets nice and chilly so I can wear my favorite pink sweater.
Pink-a-treat!
Ah! Peter, you surprised me! Wait, why are you wearing your dragon mask? And your boots? You look like a...
dragon pirate!
Arr-roar!
Pretty cool, huh? It's my Halloween costume. I put it together myself.
But, Peter, it's not Halloween yet.
I know. I'm just practicing for when it is Halloween. Hey, everybody. What are you planning to dress up as next Halloween?
A kitty cat? A firefighter? Pinkatastic choices! I'm going to be a unicorn princess.
I can't wait to see that. And I can't wait for all of the spooky decorations. And going to our friends' houses and saying, Pink-a-treat! And of course, getting lots of Halloween candy. It is definitely my favorite holiday.
Halloween, also known as Pink-a-ween, is really fun. Hey, everybody, do you have a favorite holiday? Ooh, those are all great holidays. Some of you like Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, and a lot of you love Halloween.
Me too. So, what's it going to be, Pinkalicious? A trick or a treat? Ooh.
Why don't we treat our listeners to a song about Halloween? That'll help everyone get into the spooky holiday spirit.
Sounds spookerific.
Here we go.
Halloween is coming.
We can't wait.
Halloween is coming.
It's going to be great.
Halloween is coming.
Woohoo!
There'll be spooky decorations.
Ghosts and goblins too.
Pumpkins with scary faces glowing in the dark.
Woo!
Halloween is coming! And we're going to Pink-a-treats.
Pink-a-treat?
Up and down the street.
You mean trick-or-treat.
Saying Pink-a-treat, Pink-a-treat. Give us something pink to eat.
Oh, I get it.
Halloween is coming. Celebrate. Halloween is coming, don't be late. Halloween is coming, we can't wait!
Woohoo!
Boo!
There'll be spooky decorations. Spooky decorations are fun for Halloween, but I prefer pink decorations. And do you know what holiday has a lot of those? My pink-a-favorite holiday? Valentine's Day! Friends, what type of holiday decorations are your favorite? Ooh, all of those decoration ideas sound pink-a-tastic! Oh, Peter, what are you doing?
I wanted to show our listening friends all the amazing holiday decorations we have. Like this ghost.
Boo!
perfect for Halloween.
Spooktacular, Peter!
Oh, and look at these balloons from last year's New Year's Eve party.
Yay! Happy New Year!
Oh, and this very special holiday plate.
Yes, Daddy serves Thanksgiving dinner on it every year.
And look, Peter, I found my most favorite decorations of all. All the Valentine hearts we made last Valentine's Day to fill our house with love.
Yes, we made so many hearts.
Peter, I have a pink amazing idea. Let's hang up these hearts now and sing a song as we decorate. Sing with us, listening friends.
Pink hearts, red hearts, big and small. Hearts on every inch of the wall. Hearts with sparkles, hearts with lace.
Hearts, hearts, hearts all over the place.
Filling up the house with love. 'Cause love's what we're thinking of. Filling it with hearts to say, happy, happy Valentine's Day.
Hearts on every cushion and book. Hearts in every cranny and nook. Hearts to show how much we care.
Hearts, hearts, hearts everywhere.
Wow, that's a lot.
We missed a spot.
Filling up the house with love. 'Cause love's what we're thinking of. Filling it with hearts to say, happy, happy Valentine's Day. Happy, happy Valentine's Day.
Is there anything more Pinkerific than singing about Valentine's Day?
Eating Valentine's Day candy?
Valentine's Day candy is yummy. Oh, and you know what else is a yummy holiday treat? Daddy's special flower-shaped pancakes to celebrate the first day of spring.
Those are delicious.
But my favorite holiday treat is gingerbread.
Yes, we always make gingerbread cookies and gingerbread houses. It's the best. I love everything about Christmas, like singing holiday songs,
putting up the tree in the living room and decorating it, and of course, writing a note for Santa.
And look what I found in the box. Jingle bells.
Sounds like Christmas to me. It's definitely the pink-a-merriest winter holiday. Listening, friends, what winter holidays do you celebrate with your families? Hanukkah? Kwanzaa? Christmas?
Wow! There are so many holidays!
And each one of them has special decorations. What do you say, everyone? Why don't we make some decorations now?
Let's do it!
You can choose any holiday you want, listeners. I'm making a paper star with extra glitter for our tree. And of course, more Valentine hearts.
I'll just take this tissue and some string. And look, I made a ghost. Boo!
I have an idea, Peter. Let's go downstairs and put up some of our decorations.
Yes, let's go.
I'm going to hang my star ornament by the window.
Perfect. And I'll hang my ghost on the door.
That's the spirit.
You know what would really put me in the holiday spirit?
Let me guess. Eating some sweet treats?
You got it. Oh, maybe we can make a gingerbread house or a pumpkin pie.
I do love holiday goodies, too. But do you know what would make today feel like a truly real holiday?
Snow?
No, Mommy and Daddy. That's what makes the holidays so special, spending time with the people that we love.
You're right, Pinkalicious. I wish Mommy and Daddy were here right now so it really could feel like a holiday.
Then let's ask them to come celebrate with us.
Really? Okay, be right back.
Listening friends, you can invite anyone you're with to celebrate with us right now, too. And I know the perfect song we can all sing that's all about being with the ones you love. Look, here comes Peter with Mommy and Daddy. Get ready to sing!
When you're feeling sad and blue and a little lonely too, What you need is someone there with love to share. Someone with a gentle hand who'll understand. It's love, love, love to give you light. Just a little love and you'll shine so bright. It's love, 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 love.
Thanks for singing with us, Mommy and Daddy.
Family hug! And thank you, listening friends, for helping us celebrate some of our favorite holidays.
The best part was sharing all of our holiday fun with you. Don't forget, you can make every day feel as special as a holiday by spending time with the people you love.
Hey, who's up for an egg hunt?
I'm in!
Thanks, everyone, for singing with us. Before we go, I want to introduce you to a special friend of mine, the author and illustrator of the Pinkalicious book series, Victoria Ken.
Thanks for inviting me to your show.
I was hoping that you might answer some questions from some of our listening friends. Would you?
Of course. That would be fantastic.
Hi, my name is Victoria, like yours, Victoria, and I'm from Lubbock, Texas. And my question is, what kind of cake do you like?
Hello, Victoria. It is so great to meet another Victoria. And I love your question. So that would be a cupcake, because a cupcake is the perfect size for one person. But of course, if you were here, I would want a really big cake so that I could share it with all of you. My favorite cake flavor is any kind of cake that is made for me by someone I love, as that tastes the very best, because love is the secret ingredient in food, which makes it taste so delicious. My daughter recently made me a birthday cake, which was vanilla with raspberries, and it had a whipped coconut cream frosting. Oh, it was raspberry-alicious. I wish I had a piece of it right here so I could offer it to you and you would see just how delicious it was. What kind of cake do you like?
Thanks, Victoria. That was Pinkorific.
Thank you, Pinkalicious. It's always fun to think pink with you.
Do you have a question you'd like Victoria to answer? Have a parent send a voice recording of your question to pinkalicious@wgbh.org. So that's our show, and thanks for listening. If you liked it, we hope you'll subscribe to it. Just ask a grown-up to help you.
That way you won't miss anything. You can hear all our songs and do all the fun stuff.
For even more fun stuff, sign up for our weekly activity series, too. It's a free email that shares something pink amazing to do along with each episode. Tell your grown-up to sign up now at gbh.org/pinkalicious. The Pinkalicious
and Peterific
podcast was produced for PBS Kids by GBH
in partnership with Hothead Creative Studios and PRX.
It's based on the best-selling book Pinkalicious by Victoria Ken and Elizabeth Ken. Remember, if you like this, then you'll Pinkal love our PBS Kids show and all the games on pbskids.org.
Bye!
See you soon!
GBH Kids.